Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Been going over notes. Cactus and I were visiting, choosing directions to go on the program today. And we're so sad to hear that Colin Powell passed away, Pilgrims member. Got the COVID shot, and now he's in the soul, in the well of souls. Remember the movie with Harrison Ford? Gee, there's so many of them. The Raiders of the Lost Ark, first movie. They end up in Egypt, and they find the well of souls. Colin Powell is now in the well of souls. He was a pilgrim member, society member, and he had sworn allegiance to the pilgrims. When you are become a pilgrim society member, you sell your soul to the program for world globalism, for the new world order. And Colin Powell was used through his whole career to further the purposes of the one world, or the one world government, the new world order. And it, what he was doing, in a sense, morphed into the new Green Deal, the Green Agenda. They're both the same thing, just a different name. The objectives are the same. And I was so sad to hear that President Bill Clinton died. I don't think people realize that he passed away. Well, okay. We're going to read out of whatdoesitmean.com, October 19th, 2021. When the people that have this great power, like Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, these people that rule the world, that are involved with the global agendas, when they die, the media will mask details. The media doesn't want the intricate knowledge or the truth about what happens to these people, like with Jeffrey Epstein. The world really wants to know what did happen to him. Is he really dead? Is he alive? Is he somewhere on another island somewhere? Or did he really die? Mao Zedong. He disappears from the scene in 1976. Just disappears. No one knows where he's gone. He doesn't appear in public. And China cuts all news feeds out of China concerning Mao Zedong. And then we find out years later that there had been a great earthquake in China. He was in a building made of concrete. The building collapsed. He's buried in the rubble. I don't know if they ever found his body or not. Supposedly they did. Supposedly there is a body in the Mao Zedong grave. We don't know. These type of people don't want you to know anything about how they die, when they die. They don't even want to admit that they did die. So with Bill Clinton, on the 24th of September, Bill Clinton arrived at the Modern Haas Soho Hotel in New York City to meet with Dominican President Abinad, and remember, the Dominican Republic and Haiti are sisters. They live side by side. The Dominican Republic is flourishing as a nation compared to Haiti. Haiti, the weeds barely grow in Haiti. Well, remember, Bill Clinton and Hillary would spend time in Haiti, and the chief witch doctor there used to pray for them and do ritual for them to protect them from being prosecuted, from Bill being protected, so that Bill would be protected from being investigated. And with the Monica Lewinsky matter, that he wouldn't be impeached. He was impeached, but he's still in office. But now he's meeting with President Ben-Ad. And why would they be good friends? Because President Ben-Ad, if that's the way you pronounce it, he helped protect Bill Clinton on the visits to Haiti. Bill Clinton didn't stay in Haiti. I believe he stayed in the Dominican Republic while he did the rituals with the voodoo doctor there. Okay, then, that's on the 24th. He's meeting in this hotel there in New York City. It is the Modern Haas Soho's rooftop spot. The place is called Jimmy, whose guests included Bill Clinton and dignitaries. The Dominican Republic President Luis Abinader, okay, it's a different way it's spelled here, Abinader, who had recently faced death threats from an online stalker, held a last-minute bash at the hotel's roof spot, Jimmy, for 40 people, including former President Bill Clinton and several dignitaries and their families. Then just a few days later, another report says he dies in Guantanamo Bay. We'll talk about that when we get back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back. 1360 KHNC.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the US, back in the USSR. Hey guys, this is Spike Cohen. The Liberty Revolt is founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to protect the principles of individual liberty, private property, and limited government by developing a better understanding of history, political philosophy, as well as policies and their ramifications. Thanks for listening to the show with my friend Bucky Dillon.
What up, guys? Catch the Liberty Revolt every Saturday night from 5 to 6 p.m. with myself and my co-patriot Kevin LaRusso right here on the American Freedom Network.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. I'm the great pretender, adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone.
And we're going to talk about the great pretender in a while. Yes, Joe Biden, the great pretender. His, you know, with Joe, he reminds me of Forrest Gump. He just reminds me of Forrest Gump. And, you know, remember Forrest? He had a girlfriend, and she had a famous line in the movie.
Run, Forrest, run! Run, Forrest!
And we have Jen Psaki. And Jen Psaki, what is her favorite saying? Every time Joe finishes with an interview with the press, the first thing that happens is Psaki begins to scream.
Run, Forrest, run! Run, Forrest!
And Joe disappears. And he's not being chased by a truck. He's just disappears because the truck is about to hit him, the truck being the questions from the press. So anyhow, now we'll go back to Bill Clinton. Real Raw News on the 30th of September published an article, and it was entitled Bill Clinton Death Ruled a Homicide, Death by Poison, wherein it stated that in Guantanamo Bay, security personnel discovered Bill Clinton's corpse lying on the floor of his cell at Camp Delta Segregation Block at approximately 7 o'clock a.m., Saturday, September the 25th. He was face down in a puddle of vomit and did not respond to attempts to resuscitate him. Clinton was alive and in good health the previous evening. So, on the 24th, he's having a rooftop party with the President of the Dominican Republic. On the 30th of September, he's found dead in Guantanamo Bay on the floor in the prison cell 6 days later. Then on the 30th, also, John Durham issued fresh round of subpoenas for the criminal investigation into the Hillary Clinton-created Russia hoax against President Donald Trump. And out of the intelligence out of Russia, the military analysts noted that on October 14th, a couple of weeks later, it was revealed that former President Clinton is in intensive care unit at the University of California Irvine Medical Center in Orange, California, where he remains today. So he is at a party. He dies, laying on the floor in his own vomit. Then he's alive again on the 14th of October in the hospital in Orange County, California. And on 2 days earlier, the Office of Naval Intelligence operatives were seen leaving the hospital and traveling to the United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C., where they met with former U.S. Major General William J. Walker, whose Socialist Democrat Party leader Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, appointed to be Sergeant-at-Arms of the U.S. House of Representatives last March. Then the next day, it saw the Assistant to the U.S. House Sergeant-at-Arms, Stephon Byrett, arrested and charged with felony counts for the possession of child pornography, which explains why the Russian security were stating that in the transcript, they agree that America is experiencing what is called the revolt of the admirals. Now, the reason I present this with Bill Clinton is because, again, if he died truly in Guantanamo Bay, the press would never let us know that. They would make up a story that, well, he was in the hospital in California. While he was in the hospital in California, supposedly he had a blood infection, and they were hitting him hard with antibiotics to keep him alive. Now, the thing is, with these type of people, they hide the truth. We don't know what happened to Ghislaine Maxwell. She's in prison. We don't know anything, really, what has happened to her. No press comes out. I think they were planning on releasing her, and if I remember the article that I was reading from, I think she had requested that they keep her incarcerated. She didn't want to leave because she knew too much. She was afraid that she might get the flu. She realizes that Hillary and Huma are out there, and she wants to be protected. And I believe she's the heiress to the Maxwell coffee fortune, Ghislaine. And when I finished the programs last week, I was talking about one of the three-letter agencies. There are all these 3 to 6 to 10-letter agencies, and all of them are working together. All of these agencies work together to prevent an elected president from taking office in his second term. The power that these people have is unbelievable. The reason they had to make sure that he did not resume the presidency is because he was interfering with the global agendas in a new financial system with a new currency. They're going to replace the petrodollar with digital currency. And the center of the, well, how do I phrase it? The digital currency coming will be ruled by, overseen by, the coming Antichrist. It will be his digital currency system. Will it be Bitcoin? Will it be a U.S. Treasury Bitcoin equivalent? We don't know. But according to Revelation chapter 13, whatever is coming will be in the hands of a coming Antichrist, and he will use it for his... The global agendas, really, it's just a tool. They don't care about the environment. They don't care about carbon emissions. They don't really care about that. It's all a control issue. And without what occurred in Germany with a young boy by the name of George H. Scherf Jr., whose alias was George H.W. Bush, the son of Prescott Bush, who was not the son of Prescott Bush, but was the son of H. Scherf Sr. and George H. Scherf, or George H. Scherf Sr., who was Nikolai Tesla's accountant. I know, as bizarre as it may seem, well, we'll go on from one bizarre to another. George and Barbara, they were cousins. His wife, Barbara Bush. His wife was the true daughter of Aleister Crowley. Barbara Bush's father was Aleister Crowley, though she took the name of her father. I forgot their last name. George, Curious George, Nikolai Tesla gave George H.W. Bush the name Curious George. Tesla, when he was doing his experiments, I believe it was years later, or when in Germany, I think it was, George Bush Sr. was always playing in Tesla's laboratories. Tesla didn't like it and called him Curious George, and that's where that term came from. The little monkey, Curious George, was created because of George H.W. Bush. George comes to the United States, joins the Navy, is in the Navy at the exact same time that the CIA is created. Office of Strategic Services was the OSS all through World War II and prior to. It changed names to the CIA. The CIA came into being in 1946, 47 under Harry Truman, and George Bush Sr. was part of that. And he never left, really, until later into beyond the Obama administration. He was always tied in to the CIA. The CIA became what it became because of George H.W. Bush. I'm going to read a little bit from newsfrontfromtheperimeter.com, and this was by a Chaz Anon. I'm trying to fill in so many important points. Bush was involved in the drug smuggling in the Bermuda Triangle during Vietnam. He was involved with the Clintons when the Clintons were in Mena, Arkansas, when Bill Clinton was the governor. He was Barry Seal. The true story of Barry Seal, the movie out called American Made, the main actor, Tom Cruise. That's your assignment, to watch American Made. The movie was put together based on true stories, true accounts, with Bill Clinton, his governorship in Arkansas, the power he had through the CIA, the guns smuggling, and the traffic smuggling. During his time as governor, while Ronald Reagan was president, while George Bush, H.W. Bush, was vice president, Vice President Bush was running the operation in South America, in Mexico, and in Mena, Arkansas. He was protecting the Clintons. The Clintons were protecting themselves. Hillary had a deal going on with the Chinese. She was bringing in opium or heroin from China as a kind of a separate deal. This could not have happened with the intelligence agencies without the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, overseeing everything and keeping the FBI at bay. There was another movie out, Narcos. Another movie based on the Narcos, a series on, I think it was Netflix, and it was called Two Guns with Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington. A lot of filth, a lot of profanity, a lot of filthy innuendo in these movies, but pretty much based on true events, how the Navy, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, the CIA, and other agencies in Mexico were working together to help establish the cartels in Mexico. The cartels were put together by the Central Intelligence Agency, working with the cartels, protecting the cartels, helping to distribute these narcotics. Not just narcotics, but also weapons. Not just weapons only, but humans. So we'll get back and we'll continue down a rabbit hole. And Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360 AM radio. It's The Top. We'll be right back.
What's impressive about Pioneer Corn Product Development? We're here in Ogle County, Illinois, with a piece of amazing technology. No, not the shovel. The technology I'm talking about is in the seed. It's the power of Pioneer brand Chrome products. A Pioneer sales rep is digging up this root ball to make a point. Chrome products represent incredible engineering. This technology works across more Pioneer germplasm than previous triple stack products. So you get this balance between protection and performance. Above and below ground defense with above and beyond results. Oh, here it is. Now this is what you want to see. Healthy roots. Chrome technology. Another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Hey guys, this is Steve from Red Pill Truth, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. This show runs Saturdays at 3. We talk about the truths that the mainstream media won't tell you about until they have to. We'll see you Saturday at 3.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage and MLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
And we're back for the second half. The second half, we're just starting the kickoff. You know, truly, to some degree, to great degree, there are many phantoms in this opera. Males, females, in her own way, Hillary was part of the, was one of the phantoms in the opera, her husband Bill, George H.W. Bush. You have the big phantom that is coming back, Barack Obama. You have so many people that have worked together to get the world to where it is today, to be able to deceive the nations, the people of the world, the governor, the prime ministers, a lot of the presidents of many of the nations, they're not deceived. They know what the vaccination, the jab, they know what this is. They know what it's going to do to their people. The ones that are protesting that won't go forward with the plans of people like Pfizer and Bill Gates, they die. They truly get the flu they cannot recover from. That's just the way it is. I hate to say it, but now going back to the two movies, American Made, Tom Cruise, Two Guns with Denzel Washington, Mark Wahlberg. Again, they're for adult audiences, but they give you a background of what really happens in that world. And the way in which drugs came into the United States in the 70s was from the Golden Triangle. They had to, basically, American forces were kicked out of that area. They jumped to Afghanistan. Just because the Taliban has supposedly taken over Afghanistan, the Taliban slash CIA have it over. There's a new objective. The objective is part of the push is to get Russia into a conflict to secure the southern borders, because the United States and the globalists, their objectives now from the Western world is Central Asia for their minerals, the wealth in that region. China is pushing back. Russia is pushing back. But the American, the West, especially America, they have their eyes set on Central Asia. And so a stronghold, a base, is using the Muslim Islamic forces that were really empowered during the Obama administration and also in George Jr.'s. They have begun to, America has, the CIA has been using the Muslim armies for, I couldn't tell you, 40 years. And the coming army, Antichrist, according to the Bible, he will have two armies. He will have the armies from the West, which would be American military and European military from NATO, from the EU, simply. But also Antichrist will also have Islamic, he'll be the head of Islamic armies also, and people don't know this, but it's in the Bible. Antichrist is called, one of his titles is, he's called the Assyrian. And there was a time when ancient Assyria owned all the land down in through Egypt, all the way into South or North Africa and the regions of North Africa, Libya, Ethiopia, on that area, into Kenya. And so Antichrist will come. He'll be dual in his race. Like you can have white and Anglo and black in his as a person. And Antichrist will not be white. He will not be black. He will be biracial. He'll be white and black. His mother will be white. His father will be black. So he'll have two armies. Armies in the West, armies from the Muslim world. That's how he's going to control the Middle East, Northern Africa. The only thing that will stand in his way is going to be China. China will be Antichrist's main obstacle in the future, naturally speaking, as far as military. And eventually at Armageddon, it even says that when Armageddon is taking place, Antichrist's forces are in the Middle East. And Antichrist will eventually set his own palace. Whatever he's going to live in is going to be massive, it's going to be beautiful, it's going to be expensive. But he'll set that palace up in the area around Lebanon. And when China is coming to invade the Middle East, he lives initially in America, but he's going to bail on America. He'll go and live in the Middle East. I believe it's in Lebanon. And when China is on the move, coming into the Middle East, he's disturbed. It says Antichrist is disturbed. You think Antichrist is, infallible? You think that he can't be shaken? Well, the Bible says that he will be disturbed, and he will send his forces to combat China. China, the armies of the West, the armies of China, the armies of the West, and all the Muslim armies are going to meet at Armageddon. There's going to be a river of blood, five to 6 foot high rolling out of an area called Megiddo. You go in, you don't come out. The only thing that gets to come out of Megiddo is a river of blood. That's what's in store for the coming Antichrist, for Xi Jinping and his armies, and for the Muslim armies, the armies of Allah. That will be how they destroy each other. So I just thought to give you a brief, just a little update in Bible prophecy. Now, George Bush Jr. or Senior, without George Bush running the CIA, you could not have a new world order. George Bush put it together. That's why he spoke about it in 1991, a new world order. Rick Rodriguez.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Jump Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Call Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
And we're going to continue. So without George Bush, the New World Order plans could not have come into being. And the powers that be in the Pilgrim Society, they gave him the nod and they gave him the honor of introducing to the world the New World Order. So that's how it works with these people. They gave George Bush Sr. the honors of announcing their plans to the world, the New World Order. So, you know, talking about Joe Biden is part of that plan, and they're allowing him to, because he's been faithful to them too, and they basically chose him to go ahead and carry the baton presently. He won't carry it very far. He's not going to carry it very long. His usefulness to them is just about over. Now, George Bush's greatest legacy, this is alternative to the mainstream, but news from the perimeter.com by Chaz Anon, George Herbert Walker Bush's greatest legacy was ushering the age of the New World Order. The New World Order is the control mechanism for the deep state. From his early days in the CIA to his famous NWO speech as president, George H.W. Bush was instrumental in bringing decades of war, chaos, and divisions to the American people. He was the lord of global narcotics, trafficking, money laundering, fraud, and financial looting. Those crimes led to mass murder, assassinations, the extermination of political enemies, and whistleblowers, which then led to the criminalization of military and intelligence agencies, the corruption of entire governments, and the institutionalization of terrorism and criminal cover-ups. Because of his CIA, I'm presenting this as a note, because of his involvement and his positioning in the CIA, he was able to corrupt the FBI, the National Security Agency, all of the agencies militarily, the Navy, the Army, the Marines, basically all intel. This is the power that this man had. The Clintons, the Bushes, have been criminal partners for more than 30 years. You remember the night before John F. Kennedy Jr. had the plane wreck? And he and his wife died. Bill Clinton, George Bush were seen standing in front of the Jr.'s airplane, and they were smiling. There was a photo of them. The very next day, that plane blows up in the air. Some people say that he's still alive. I don't believe it. I don't think they would. They have no reason to allow Jr. Kennedy to live. He would only cause them problems. What do? They get rid of the problems. So this is why whenever you see Joe Biden come before the press, he gets his favorite girl, Jenny, to protect him.
Run, Forrest, run! Run, Forrest!
And that's the first thing he does. Joe Biden, he is good at turning around and running. You see him run just like Forrest Gump in the movies. But the only thing is, Joe Biden tried running up the stairs to Air Force One, and he fell down not once, not twice, but three times. So you don't want Joe to run too fast. So the Clinton and the Bushes, while George was the vice president, Bill and Hillary were in Arkansas. And with the help of the presidency, or the vice president, using the power of American military, they were able to conduct the drug distribution out of Mexico, out of Northern South America, Central America, to America. The main target was the United States, because the baby boom generation children were just beginning to leave high school, leave college, move into the financial sector, get the best jobs, have the extra money. And what were they going to use that money for? Well, they don't want just a beer high or a wine high. They wanted to have as much cocaine as they could get their hands on and other drugs. Well, there had to be a supply, and the supply had to reach the shores of America. There had to be a distribution center there. So there are these two movies. Then there's another movie called Sicario. Pretty realistic. These movies that are being made presently are not accidental. George had to talk about and present to the world a new world order. And also, God, in His infinite wisdom, will use Hollywood, yes, definitely, to corrupt this nation and the nations of the world, but will also use Hollywood to bring the truth about many matters to the society so that the people of this world can understand how powerful this government is at hiding, deceiving this nation. They are so powerful, they were able to keep an elected president from taking office. Donald Trump is still president. He just hasn't taken office. And he'll never be allowed to take office. There's a lot of hope that maybe he could. No way. Never. He's done. It's over. Finished. And 1360KHNC.com, AM radio.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen, and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So without George Bush Sr., there was no way that the globalists would be able to bring in this new world order. The CIA and the British, or America and Britain, they made an agreement back like 1946, 47, that British intelligence, American intelligence, from that point forward, would work together. They would never work separately. They would work together. The, like I have talked about in previous programs, you have the mother of America, Britain. And then you have the daughter, America. And in the Bible, in Jeremiah chapter 50, there is the mother of Babylon the Great is going to, there's going to be shame and hardship to England because of what America will do in the future, what America is doing presently. So it's a mother-daughter relationship. And in 1946, I believe it was, America and England, they joined they became, they're sharing intel. The intelligence communities work together. Without the intel agency in Europe through England, America could not do what it's doing. America shares a great eavesdropping center north of London. There's a great, the biggest eavesdropping center in this country is in the Buckley Air National Guard Base in Aurora, Colorado, the big ray domes that sit there. That's number one. Number two is in England. In England, north of the city there in the swamp, they have the second biggest eavesdropping, the information gathering system in the world. The third one is in the middle of Australia. But with these two, they are able to watch everything that is happening throughout Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, North Africa, everything happening in the United States, North America, the northern part, well, for the most part, South America. Then with Australia, Australia picks up the bottom half of South America, the bottom half of Africa, pretty much all of Asia, up to China. So these three agencies are all Western intelligence agencies, the biggest in the world, watching everything, listening to everybody. Nothing escapes them. This could not have happened without American CIA. The corporations in this country are being protected by the CIA. The great Praetorian Guard of the coming Antichrist is this agency. I don't see an agency that would be as powerful, not in the Army intelligence, Army intel, Navy intel, Air Force intel. They are smaller than the CIA. CIA covers everything. And this is why George Sr. was so instrumental in putting this agency together. The black budgets came into being through George Sr. We're going to have to continue more on this tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Remember, Sundays, my program from 8 to 11, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. Podcast 1360KHNC.com and support this hour. Rick Rodriguez, talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening. Don't lose any sleep.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with a proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898.
You good now, man?
We have saved many trees good. Everyone else said was
right
dead.
I'll show up. I'm going to get some.
Hey,
to eat.
You're not in this one either.
I'm hungry.
From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees,
you
that's 568-6898.
God bless us.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.